This program is brought to you by listener members of KGNU and Ecoscape Environmental Design. Ecoscape is a locally owned, certified, sustainable landscape company offering landscape design, build, and maintenance services to Boulder County. Ecoscape creates outdoor living spaces and dynamic xeriscape gardens. EcoscapeDesign.com. Ecoscape, caring for your land naturally.
It's 12 noon at KGNU, Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. Time for Terrasonic. Welcome to Terrasonic, your weekly magic carpet ride around the world of music. My name is Joel Davis, your host for the next hour, bringing you the best sounds from all around on another coronavirus Saturday here on the Front Range and really all around the world. I guess that's one thing that connects us all these days is this bug or virus. Thanks for joining me. Hope you're feeling well. Hope you and your friends and your family are still holding out okay in this lockdown situation. And I don't even know what else to say about it at this point. Got a lot of good music ahead for you today. And I thank you for joining me. I hope you'll stick around to listen to it. You can reach me via email, dj@kgnu.org. This is Terrasonic on listener-supported KGNU. Terrasonic on Listener Powered KGNU Community Radio. My name is Joel Davis, your pilot on this magic carpet ride around the world of music. Takes place most every Saturday right here on KGNU, noon to one. Thanks for joining me. Hope you are doing well and having a nice day, having a good week despite it all. And I'm very happy to be here to play some music for you that hopefully serves as a distraction, or some relief, catharsis, just a reason to dance. Whatever it is, thanks for listening. We began the show with a track by an artist by the Peace Project, remixed by Rafael Aragon, a track called Sholem. After that, Begonia, Olavide, and Mudejar Ensemble. They're from Granada, Spain, and that was recorded at the Festival of World Sacred Music back in about 1997. I'm guessing, and that album actually produced by me. Man, that was a long time ago. In the background right now, it's Clap Clap, from a single from this pretty cool Italian producer. The track's called Southern Dub and features Domenico Candelori. If you'd like to reach me today, you can do so via email, dj@kgnu.org. Otherwise, let's just listen to some music. It's Terrasonic on KGNU.
Gece gelme gündüz gel, horozdan korkan olan. Aman şeker olan, yandım bekar olan, anasına darılmış damda yatar olan, aman şeker olan, yandım bekar olan, gece gelme gündüz gel, horozdan korkan olan, aman şeker olan, yandım bekar olan, anasına darılmış damda yatar olan, aman şeker olan, yandım bekar olan, gece gelme gündüz gel, horozdan korkan olan.
Oh hundiyane, hundiya hundiya, oh hundiyane, hundiya hundiya, oh ndamkwiga woganda hundiyani bono. Imbiri tiberzu berzu hondiani gono, mutondi henong henong hondiani gono. Hamma kulaji wisoge, homberra wisoge. Manyada wisoge, forgo wisoge. Tiri soro wesonge wesonge, katara kui magondo nyorono. Oh wesonge ne, oh hundiya hundiya, eh hundiya ne, hundiya hundiya, hundiya ne, oh hundiya ne, oh hundiya ne, hundiya ne, oh hundiya ne, hundiya ne, oh hundiya ne, hundiya ne. Oh, Hondiyane, hey, Hondiyane, Tingi henong henong Hondiyane, Hondiya, Motondi henong henong Hondiya, Hondiya, Banda boiro Hondiya, Hondiya. Karche karche hondiani bono, dam koi katram karche hondiani bono, dam koi shato shato hondiani bono, dam koi sizem karche hondiani bono, dam koi troazem karche karche hondiani bono. Hey, wekina sorhonda, oh wekina sorhonda.
Thank you. senja menjelang pelukan malam, burung putih menyampaikan salam. Kata selamat.
Listening to Terrasonic on KGNU. The last track was from the late great Miguel Anga Diaz, percussionist for the Buena Vista Social Club and the legendary Cuban band Iraquere, joined by fellow Buena Vista Social Club members Cachaito Lopez on the bass, also deceased, and Ruben Gonzalez on the piano. He's gone as well. Generations move on, but the music lives on. Really great, fantastic, probably, you know, one of the, in my opinion, one of the two best of the Buena Vista Social Club solo albums. This one by Anga and the Cachaito, Orlando Cachaito Lopez solo album, also a real classic. Highly recommend it. Before Unga Diaz, we heard Dia Escandar from Pop Sound, a collection of 60s and 70s mod music from Malaysia and Indonesia. It's out on the Sounds of Asia record label based in London. And we heard Dia Escandar doing Bandar Jakarta. Prior to that, Umar Konate, big guitarist in Mali. And from his fifth release, just out, it's called I Love You, Inna. And we heard Hundia from that. And from Alton Goon and their 2018 record On, one of my favorites from that year, Sheker Oglan. One of my favorites of the decade, in fact. And you can check a lot of the albums of the first 10 years of this 21st century as it pertains to KGNU DJs. You can check that out at afterfm.com. Right now in the background, it is Kaub, remixed by Iowa, a track called Atwa. Reach me via email, dj@kgnu.org. Otherwise, just relax and enjoy the music. Thanks for listening. My name's Joel. This is Terrasonic on KGNU.
Ni kucheza bila kuchoka na kuimba ninavyopenda. ena na vitenya e na shumiza
para mí. que bailo, sube a moverlo hasta aquí. Menea, menea la petaca pa' mí.
Terrasonic on KGNU. Just heard something new from Yemanjo from his latest Loose Language out on the Jumpsuit Records label. And Desplumada. Yemanjo is Ben Harris, originally from California. He spent a lot of time, maybe even lives right now in South America, Guatemala, I believe he's headed there. I was in touch with him. That was back in February when we made plans for the future without thinking about the pandemic. You're doing well. Before you, Manjo is Sotomayor from their new one out on Wonder Wheel called Orígenes and Meñate Pa' Mí. Peña before that, teaming up with Msafiri Zavose from Tanzania, the son of the legendary Dr. Hukwe Zavose. Peña Safari, the track from Peña Msafiri Zavose. Collaboration that came out earlier this year. Yes, on Peña Music, based out of London. Right now in the background, it's music from Saharan WhatsApp Volume 3. The Sahel Sounds label dropping a new release every month of this year of music recorded via cell phone, transferred via WhatsApp, and uploaded to Bandcamp. These collections are up for 1 month at a time, and this is from March. I'm trying to pronounce the artist's name. The track, I believe, is called Muna. Good stuff from Sahel Sounds. Still about 15 or so minutes left to go in the show. You can reach me via email, dj@kgnu.org. The playlist is up and running at afterfm.com/Terrasonic. And we just got more music still to come, so let's get back to it here on Terrasonic on KGNU.
Yeah. la luz.
Thank you.
coming up on 1 o'clock here, Terrasonic, this week's Magic Carpet Ride around the world of music. Coming in for a landing, we just heard new music from Aksak Mabul, Tuthon Fin. That's the A-side to a single that just came out by them recently. They got a new album coming out, first one from them in quite a long time. Aksak Mabul, one of the great just kind of art bands of the 90s, and just a very boundary-pushing band on a very boundary-pushing label, Cram Discs, out of Belgium. And I highly recommend going down that rabbit hole sometime, Cram Discs. Onipa, before that, We Know B Machine is their very excellent new Afro-futurist album, and from that we heard Kukuru. And in the background right now, from Next Stop Soweto, presents Spirit of Malumbo, Malumbo Jabula, Jazz Africa, 1966 to 1984. There's a track called Thunder Into Our Hearts. Stick around. Following headlines from the BBC at the top of the hour. It's 3 hours of the best radio music. Donovan bringing us to you this afternoon. And at 4 o'clock, 2 hours of the best in African music. One African music with D. Ryder. 2 hour of news from BBC at 6. And then Damon Haley kicks off on Saturday evening music programming at 7. Keep it tuned to KGNU for all of your music and information. Find a playlist for today's show at Instagram.com/TerraSonic.
Why the banana?
Past shows.
Living by the beam.
After FM is streaming music channel and is a great, rich, and wonderful musical resource. There's also an archive for TerraSonic at Mixcloud.com/TerraSonic, and you can follow us on Facebook and Twitter at TerraSonic Radio. TerraSonic comes your way every Saturday, noon to 1, on KGNU Boulder, Denver, with translators KT29AC Netherlands and KT54CH LaPorte and KT56CT Denver, Colorado. We are listener-supported community radio for the Front Range and beyond. My name is Joel Davis. Thanks for joining me for TerraSonic. We'll see you back here next Saturday, noon to 1, on KGNU. Stay safe. Take care. Stay safe. Yeah.
BBC News with Sarah Connery. Another grim landmark has been reached in the coronavirus pandemic, with the number of officially confirmed deaths passing 200,000. Here's Sasha Schlichter.
Since the start of the global pandemic, Johns Hopkins University in the US has been tracking and publishing a tally of all the cases and deaths by country and worldwide. Five countries have emerged as the deadliest areas in the world: America, with New York City being the hardest hit, Italy, Spain, France, and Britain. The governor of New York State says the outbreak seems to be slowing down, with hospital admissions falling to the same level as 21 days ago. The death rate in Italy, too, is slowing down, with today seeing the lowest number since mid-March. Italy is expected soon to announce plans for further easing its lockdown. France is following that trend. Britain's death toll today passed 20,000, but that takes into account only hospital deaths. The government says this means the current restrictions are likely to remain in place for now, and that it's essential people follow the guidelines on social distancing.
The US aircraft manufacturer Boeing is pulling out of its proposed $4.2 billion purchase of the commercial branch of the Brazilian company Embraer. The US giant said it has to adjust to the new reality caused by drastically reduced air travel as a result of coronavirus. Poland will restart its top flight football league season in just under 5 weeks' time. Matches will be played behind closed doors. Officials hope the season will be completed by mid-July. Footballers will be quarantined for 2 weeks before resuming training. German football is waiting for government authorisation to restart, but some European leagues have abandoned the season. Here's Adam Easton.
Prime Minister Mateusz Morawiecki said sport, apart from improving people's health, plays an important role in the Polish economy. Footballers in Poland's top-flight league, known as the Ekstraklasa, will be tested for coronavirus and quarantined for 14 days before resuming training. Matches will restart on May the 29th, and if everything goes to plan, the league could be finished before the end of July. Poland was among the first European countries to introduce a stringent lockdown, and restrictions on public life are slowly starting to be lifted.
Police in South Africa say they've caught two men trying to smuggle 80 kilograms of marijuana in a coffin. According to the police in KwaZulu-Natal province, when the car was stopped at a police roadblock at night, the two men inside informed the officers they'd been employed by a funeral parlour to transport a corpse. A quick search, however, led to the discovery of 30 large bags of marijuana inside the coffin. The men were arrested and are due in court next week. World News from the BBC. Health officials in Iran have warned there could be new waves of coronavirus as it starts to reopen some businesses after suffering the most virulent outbreak so far in the Middle East. The anti-coronavirus coordinator for Tehran warned hasty reopenings could complicate efforts to bring the virus under control. The BBC's Catherine Nagy has been following developments.
President Rouhani has been keen to reopen businesses as soon as possible, get the economy back on track, but also he's been cautious too. I mean, for example, today he is on a record as having cautioned people to stay indoors, not to come out, and he says that if we don't watch it, this might go up again. And he also says Iranian people should expect coronavirus to cause them major problems for the rest of the Iranian year.
Argentina is to extend